The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor,
Pat Devaney.
And co-host.
Yeah, I still have that bump of music in my head. What is it? Leonard Skinner and Nelly mixed together. I like that. Sounds
Thanks
good.
To our producer. That was all her.
Yep.
Jessica. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, appraising, and selling real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
We love to hear from our listeners, and we love to hear suggestions you may have and topics that you want to hear about. If you or someone you know has a business or a topic that relates to real estate, please give us a call or email us at questions@jruddy.com. We'd be happy to review it and let you know if we can do it. Also, like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings or search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have many archive radio shows. We're doing it 3 years.
That's right. They go back to August of 2010.
Excellent. Okay, today on today's show, we're going to talk about appraisals. And we have William Kelly, who's a certified residential appraiser with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
All right. Bill, how long have you been doing appraisals, please?
I've been doing appraisals since approximately 2005, where I was an appraisal assistant for approximately 7 years, and I was licensed in December of 2012. So I've been around appraisals for approximately 7 years.
Okay. And you have been doing a lot of appraisals in many different counties, not just Lackawanna County. Where else do you go, please?
Currently, I do appraisals in Lackawanna, Luzerne, Monroe, Pike, Wayne, and Carbon counties.
And who do you do appraisals for mostly?
Generally, the appraisals are for mortgage transactions through a third-party appraisal management company, which have entered the market in the past 5 years. Appraisal management companies order appraisals, and I do them for those.
You do them for lenders. And you're doing, what are you doing mostly? New purchases or refinances or both?
The current workload is a good variety of both refinances and purchases.
So you're seeing some activity out there. There are sales.
Yes.
Okay. And how many appraisals are you currently doing?
I currently do approximately 2 appraisals a day, 10 a week.
10 a week. That's good. That's a lot of appraisals.
And you're busy and you like to be busy.
Yes, I do.
All right. So can anyone with a real estate license, say, take Pat Devaney, who's also a realtor, can he perform appraisals?
No. A real estate appraisal must be completed by a certified real estate appraiser, especially when the transaction is for federally related funds.
Okay. Now, we do what we call CMAs, the competitive market analysis for sellers. When somebody wants to list a property, we go in, we estimate what the market value will be. We have a background and we know what we're doing there, but it's not considered an appraisal. A lot of times people call our office and they use that word appraisal, but they really mean a CMA. What's the difference?
Well, in my opinion, the difference between a CMA and appraisal is that an appraisal is as of a specific date. A CMA may not be as of a specific date, as well as an appraisal can be sold for lending purposes where a CMA is not.
And for court purposes, I would think that an appraisal, if it was an estate or a family dispute, a family homestead that was being sold, an appraisal would hold up in a court of law. I don't know that a CMA would. And you're trained. This is all that you do is appraisals. You have to go through how many courses and a rigorous state exam, and how many years of training, and how many appraisals did you have to submit to receive this license? How many hours did you have to do?
The original requirement, which is forever changing in the lending market right now, was 2,000 hours.
Wow.
Of appraisal reports.
So you really had to train a long time.
Yes, it must be over a two-year period, greater than 2 years of apprenticeshipping.
And you studied with somebody that is a good appraiser in the field, a respected appraiser, and I know that you are trained very well, and you know what you're doing, and you're looking at things correctly. How long does it take you to do an appraisal, please?
The time of appraisal can vary depending on the product. There are single family homes, there are multi-family homes. But looking more specifically at a single family home, an inspection can take approximately 30 minutes. And then with the lender requirements being somewhat stable today, an appraisal could take about 4 to 6 hours on the computer.
Now, you physically have to walk through the property. You have to go there and you have to walk through it and look at everything.
Yes, I do, Pat.
What's a drive-by appraisal? Some of the lenders these days are ordering drive-by appraisals. Are they valid?
Drive-by appraisals are a dying source right now. They are still out there, but they're mostly used for asset valuations so that the lender can look at their portfolio more specifically. But they're not used too often nowadays for any type of financing.
For purchases?
No.
I know one local lender that was doing them quite frequently. I couldn't understand it because there's nothing like getting into a property, looking it over. Talk to me about, you just mentioned your inspection takes about 30 minutes. When you go through a property, you are a certified residential appraiser. What are you looking at as opposed to what maybe a buyer's looking at? What a realtor that's not trained to do appraisals is looking at, please?
Well, to break it down, the field inspection would be, I would measure the home and all the other improvements on the site. Then I would look at all the components of when have been recently updated, what is common and typical within the market area, and looking for any substantial or negative aspects within the dwelling.
So you're not emotional. Buyers are looking at colors and granite and cherry kitchen cabinets and tile and hardwood, but you're going in, you're looking at structural components. Square footage is big in what you do. Is it, you know, we have a lot of people that
I love the people that just say, oh yeah, I know the price of a house. All you got to do is just calculate the square footage. Boy, really, is that, it's that easy? It doesn't matter where the house is or any of that stuff? That doesn't apply, right? No.
So, how about you? How do you feel about square footage? You just take that number and plug it into a mathematical equation and come up with a price, right?
Square footage is a large part of the appraisal process so that you can properly select the comparable properties that will be used for the appraisal.
So you're not obviously going to compare a 1,200 square foot house with a 3,000 square foot house, even if it's in the same neighborhood.
Exactly.
Okay. But really, when you're doing your appraisal, you have three approaches to value. You're not only looking at comparable sales, recent sold, which is a big part of the appraisal determination, but you're looking at replacement cost. And sometimes when you have an income property, 2, 3, 4 upwards unit dwelling, you're looking at income approach. So when you're doing the replacement costs, your emphasis is more or less on the square footage and what it would cost to replace it at the current construction prices, correct?
Yes, it is correct.
So let's talk about comparable properties. Those are the properties that have recently sold as similar as you can get to the subject property. You're looking at these properties that recently sold, and you're looking at neighborhoods similar to the subject property, amenities similar to the subject property. Not everything is exact. Not everything is perfectly in line. So how far back do you go? A month, 2 months, 6 months, a year?
Well, generally, the comparable searches can go back a year. But lending today, which is a very hot topic in America, they'd really love to see comparable sales within the last 90 days, which is 3 months. At least two of those sales should come within that structure of time. Then, if you needed to go back roughly 12 months to complete the report and to provide a sale within an immediate neighborhood and or competing neighborhood, which is fine.
Okay, so you go back, wow. So that really limits what's available for you in some areas. Sometimes you don't see a sale within the last 3 months. What do you do then?
At that point, I can broaden my search and I can go to competing neighborhoods and or school districts. Or if it's beyond the first three comps, which are used on an appraisal, I can go back in time and make time adjustments just to bracket certain features of a home. And there's also many other areas that an appraiser can get data, especially in today's market with for sale by owner sites and a plethora of other places people can sell homes. I can go and look on some of those sites with my expertise and maybe find a sale in an established neighborhood.
Okay, good. So you have a lot of data to choose from is what I'm hearing.
You don't just
rely on the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors or some of these other area MLS systems. You can use private data.
Yes.
And it is available to you. Do you have to walk through a private sale to determine some information that wouldn't be available from these sites? I know the MLS, we have a lot of data on our listings, and a lot of it is for marketing a property, but it also is for the appraisers who need to use that data for future appraisals. We have a lot of pictures. We have so much information in there. Is it a requirement? Do you have to go through a private sale if you want to use it as a comp for your report?
No, Jackie, I don't actually have to go through the sale, but it is required that I drive by and get a photo of it. At that point, there are many alternatives where I can find the proper GLA. Along with my knowledge in the business, I could usually determine what the house is from an expired listing or a past transaction.
Okay, what's a GLA?
That would be gross living area.
Pat. Okay.
Thank you. We're headed towards a break. We'll be back with Bill Kelly talking about appraisals. And Bill is with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services in Dunmore. He can be reached at 344-6724. Before the break, Pat, would you review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a great commercial opportunity at 210 Montage Mountain Road in Moosic. This building has 6 rental units with a total of 12,000 square feet. It has parking for 35 cars, a finished lower level with a kitchen and restrooms. The building has great visibility and is directly across the street from PNC Field. One of the units is currently vacant, and it would be perfect for an owner-occupant. So if you're looking for an investment or a new place for your business, give us a call about 210 Montage Mountain Road in Moosic, a 6-unit, 12,000-square-foot building for $830,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back. The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's JRUDDY.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ready from Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. I'm Jackie Ready, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor and co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Pretty good.
Okay, we have a special guest, Bill Kelly, certified residential appraiser with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. And how are you?
Good, thank you. Hello, Patrick.
How many appraisals are you going to do after this show?
Today, I'm going to do one appraisal after the show.
It's a slow day.
Easy day for me.
You've been appraising properties for about 7 years. You were an understudy and apprentice with a local appraiser, and then you did receive your certification, your certified residential appraisal license, back in December 2012. Now you are with John A. Ready Appraisal Services in Dunmore, but you go to Lackawanna County, Wayne, Pike, Carbon, Monroe, Susquehanna.
And Luzerne.
So you go all over the area. You're basically appraising a lot of what you do. You do private appraisals, you do divorces and estates, things of that nature, but your day-to-day appraisals, you're appraising for some lenders, some management companies, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, before the break, we're talking about what you do, how you go through the inspection, how you look at comparable properties. Mostly what's required from these lenders these days, they want three-month-old comparable properties, and that's basically because these comparable sales are most indicative of what current market value is. You go back 6 months, you go back 12 months, you're really not dealing with current market value. Now, you know, we did experience a downturn in our area, and we, like the rest of the nation, felt the pains of things that happened, and we're coming out of it. And how does an appraiser prepare for that? If a market is adjusting, whether it's downward or upward, that makes your job just a little bit more challenging.
Well, Jackie, the way that represents itself is that the buyers dictate many of the actions in an increasing and in a decreasing market.
When an appraisal is ordered by a lender and the borrower calls John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services for their copy of the appraisal, what do we tell them? And we know that they're entitled to a copy by law, it's federal law. Borrowers get a copy of their appraisal report. But are we the ones that are able to give it to the buyer, borrower?
Absolutely not.
Why?
The fiduciary relationship as an appraiser is with the bank. The homeowner is the bank's client. Therefore, they would have to furnish the homeowner with a copy of the appraisal. It would be a violation of USPAP for us to supply the property owner with an appraisal.
So they got to get it from the bank?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we point them in the right direction, but they feel that because we performed it, you performed it, we should supply a copy. You know, it doesn't happen a lot, but a lot of people don't understand the process. So we like to make sure that we get that out there. What happens if a property doesn't appraise? Three things can happen, right? Either the property price is renegotiated, and seller would come down to meet the appraised value. The buyer can pay the difference or the deal can terminate. Do you see a lot of appraisals not coming in at value what the buyer is willing to pay? It happens, right?
Well, in sales, yes. I as far as appraising real estate, I'm not to know the value of the property other than in a sales market. But it is not uncommon for a sales appraisal to come in light. And yes, that would lean towards possibly renegotiating the contract price.
In real estate, we have to deal with a lot of hurdles. It's the inspection process, we get through that. We have financing issues, sometimes legal issues, and there's always that hurdle to overcome. And one of the things that a lot of markets are experiencing, I don't know so much ours, but you know, sometimes if it doesn't appraise, it could cause a lot of headaches for people. And I know there's a lot of markets that are experienced. That's like the number one difficulty that many realtors are expressing out there, that they're having some appraisal issues. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. How about in neighborhoods that you see a lot of foreclosures? Do you use them on your appraisals? What's the rule of thumb with a foreclosure? Is that indicative of market value?
Well, depending on the size of the neighborhood and the amount of foreclosures, they can be considered in the appraisal process. But in the Lackawanna County, foreclosures don't appear to be driving the market anywhere. It's more of arm's length transaction, which is buyer and seller are both educated and knowledgeable of the purchase of a property.
Okay, so that's what arm's length means. Maybe a listener out there doesn't know. Again, what does arm's length transaction mean?
Arm's length transaction is when the buyer and seller are both equally compelled to be in the market and have a reasonable amount of knowledge along with their agent or who's representing them.
Okay. Buyer and seller can't choose the appraiser, but they could insist on competency, correct?
Yes.
Do you ever have a seller or a buyer or a realtor meet you at the property with a list of comparables? And if they do, comparable sales, this is what recently sold. Do you listen to them? Are you allowed to listen to them if they feel that they want to supply you with their knowledge of the market?
Absolutely. I mean, I will take those comps and I'll consider them, but I won't just put all my weight on that particular element. I will also still look for comps, but definitely in markets where there may be an increase or a decrease in value, if someone can help out, I'm always open-minded to listen.
Okay. And that's an area where a lot of people, sellers, buyers, can use a competent realtor and they can be on their side because the realtors know and they're aware of issues and they know location and they know square footage and they know of homes similar that have sold in the recent past and they can provide.
Even if it didn't go through the MLS, there's some houses in our neighborhood we know that are similar to certain houses that have gone through for private sales that we know about that. You, as an appraiser, since it's not listed in the MLS and it was a private sale, how would you know about it? So we like to provide that information.
Yes, that information can be utilized as well as very vital, but it also must be able to be verified from a trusted source.
Yeah.
My cousin Clem isn't a trusted source.
Oh, no, Clem is good.
Clem is good. My cousin.
Now, can appraisers talk, if you're doing a lot of purchase appraisals and you've performed an appraisal on a property and there's realtors involved, can realtors call you and ask you questions about that appraisal? Are you allowed to talk to realtors?
No, not after the appraisal has been completed, because the realtor is not my client. I'm only to have the relationship with my client, who would be the lender in that situation.
Okay, so you would communicate with the lender, and if a buyer wanted to question your appraisal, they would do it through the lender.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if they could furnish comps or if they have data that I may have overlooked, they could furnish their lender with that, who in turn would get that to me, and it would also come through the consideration process.
Okay. What's the going rate for appraisals these days? Just a ballpark. We're not going to pin you down on specific prices. For a single family dwelling in Lackawanna County, Luzerne County, and give a ballpark, please.
The average appraisal is probably $350, although that's the appraisal fee.
And how about on multi-units?
Oh, they're about $550 right now.
So
the average fee.
They're substantially higher.
Yeah, there's a lot more work to be done there. That's why I would think. You have all those units. You have all that extra work.
Exactly, Pat.
Okay.
I'm justifying your fees here now. That's what I'm doing.
Thank you.
This is Bill Kelly with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services. Bill is a certified residential appraiser. We also have two other certified residential appraisers at John A. Ruddy Appraisal Services, Trish Conway and John Pendrack. And all of them can be reached at 344-6724, 344-6724. Well, we're coming to the end here, and we're going to ask you back. I want to talk about things that increase value, enhance appeal, and all that stuff regarding appraisals for next week. Would you be able to come back with us, please?
Absolutely, Jackie. I'd be honored.
Thank you. Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing?
Yes, I would. I have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home in Dunmore at 133 Shoemaker Street for only $89,900. This home has a large eat-in kitchen, covered front and rear porches, a walk-up attic that is finished and could be used as an additional bedroom or storage. This home has over 1,200 square feet of living space, aluminum siding, and economical gas heat. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home, give us a call about 133 Shoemaker Street for only $89,900.
That's a good buy in Dunmore for $89,900.
Yeah, it's a cute little house.
It works, right?
Yep.
I have the latest from the 2013 NAR, National Association Realtor Profile of Home Feature Preferences. From buyers, 97% of home buyers were satisfied with their recent home purchase. That's good news, right?
Yes, it is.
57% of home buyers purchased a house with a fireplace. 78% chose a house with a garage. 41% bought a house with a basement. 65% rank central air as the most important
you
feature.
You are not that person.
Had this discussion with someone this
during
morning.
During one of the heat waves,
Central air.
No, she does not.
Mm-mm. 49% thought finding a home with a laundry room was very important.
How about a laundry chute? Would you like a laundry chute?
That's the most important. I didn't get my laundry chute. While granite countertops were very important to 20% of home buyers and stainless steel appliances to 17% of the buyers, new kitchen appliances and eat-in kitchens were most important. The majority of recent buyers would have wanted more or larger closets and more storage. I hear that all the time. 68% thought buying a home with a skylight was somewhat important. I never heard that
one.
No,
I don't like skylights.
Mm-mm,
they leak.
They leak. But they also bring a lot of natural light in, so I can understand that. 41% of buyers who made home improvements added or replaced lighting. 37% added or replaced appliances. Single males were more likely to want a home less than 5 years old and to have 9 feet cathedral ceilings. 53% of buyers did undertake a home improvement project within 3 months of buying. That was interesting, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Okay. You always come up with good facts. What do you do a lot of homework?
I read constantly. I'm always looking and reading and searching, and I like to report on the latest.
And it
the
shows.
Okay.
You always have good information.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The real estate market is extremely active, and you want to make a move, but you don't know where to start, who to call, or how to make it happen. I'm Jackie Ruddy, and I know Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can lead the way. Our quality service award-winning team will help you with buying and selling a home. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has a proven track record and experience you can count on. Lean on us to show you the way. Call 570-344-6724. That's 570-344-6724. Or visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where homes are open every day, all day long. Also, remember to tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.